We are learning Masechta Sivamis, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. We are contrasting different halachas by Chareshes and by Ketana. So the Gemara asks now, for example, why Ketana has Mion and Chareshes does not have Mion. They both are Kedushin Derabbanans. So what's the difference? The Gemara spoke about that yesterday. So today we're learning on top of the Amud, Maishna Ketana the Ochlo V'Tshuma, or Maishna Chareshes the Ochlo V'Tshuma, like we'll see in a second. If a ketana marries a ketana marries a kohen, even though it's only kedusha derabbanan, she can eat chuma derabbanan, she can eat chuma. Mashein kein, a kohen that marries a chareshes, the chareshes cannot eat chuma. So what's the difference? Well, maishda ketana de ochlo v'chuma, maishda chareshes lo ochlo v'chuma. The time we learned to the Mishnah idiots, hey, the Rav Yechonah ben Gud Goida. We had this beginning part of this in our Mishnah actually. Hey, the Rav Yechonah ben Gud Goida, al chareshes shasiya avia. If a father married off a chareshes, we're there, it's the rice of the kedushin, because she was a ketana. Halach is, she yaitzav a get. She goes out with a get, which is a chiddush. Even though it's the rice of the kedushin, the get works. Like we said in the Mishnah, the reason is, because since the get is bal karcha, it doesn't need a das, even if we don't have to be a das to accept the get. Another halach Rabbi Yechonon said, which is the get us, bal ketana bas Yisrael, she nisses a koyin, a ketana bas Yisrael, got married to a koyin, she chelas b'chuma, she eats chuma. Which the Gemara says before in the 10th paragraph, that means chuma derabbanan. Now, what's missing here? Vilu chareshes lo yachla. It's mashma chareshes doesn't eat. What's the diak? Rashi explains, because we're talking about chareshes in the ratio of this Mishnah. Then we transition to ketana. Why don't we say about chareshes also? Why we say ketana? Vais tois chareshes does not eat chuma. So the question is, what's the difference in a ketana and a chareshes? So my answer, the difference is like this. Gzeira shemayachol cheresh b'chareshes. We are worried that if you allow the gadol, who's a kohen, to feed the chareshes b'chuma, and what's happened is, if a cheresh marries a chareshes, they're going to eat chuma also. So, frek demar v'leichel, what will be the difference if they eat chuma? Maybe it's a lesser level kedushin, but it's also, it's the same thing, kedushin derabbanan, and even if they're not allowed to eat, v'leichel katan oichel v'elesu, it's a katan oichel v'elesu, it's all katanim anyway, and by katanim, you don't have to stop them from doing iser, which we'll talk about more by Rikas on tomorrow's block. But l'char, it's katan oichel v'elesu. So my answer is gzeira shemayachel cheresh pekachas. The gzeira ultimately is that maybe a cheresh will marry a pekachas, which means a gedoylo who is healthy and she has all mitzvahs. And if you allow the kedushin derabbanan of a pekach to a chareshes to feed her with chuma, so what's going to happen is a cheresh is going to feed the pekachas with chuma, and she's a pekachas, so there's no heter for her to eat chuma. Frei the Gemara. V'cheresh v'kachas not melech v'chuma derabbanan. It's a kedusha derabbanan. It's chuma derabbanan. What's the problem? Gzeira demas lach v'chuma deraisa. Might eat chuma deraisa. So what's the problem? Let's just analyze the problem. The like Rashi explains, it takes the time to get, you know, the Gemara to explain exactly what the problem is. The bottom line problem is maybe a cheresh married to v'kachas and feed her chuma even though she's a gedayla. So what's this in between step of cheresh to chareshes? So Rashi explains, because here we're handling a case where a gadol married a pekach, married a chareshes. So there's no gzeira be'etzem there, because she's a katan, she's a enibadas anyway, the chareshes. So, but that is not a gzeira to a case of a cheresh to pekachas, because they're not similar at all. They're nothing similar. So we do this in two steps. We make a gzeira to cheresh and chareshes. Cheresh is also not a big problem. But then cheresh and chareshes is otu cheresh and epikachas. Because then they're a tzara shava, the cheresh to cheresh. So first it goes, because a pikach to chareshes, to cheresh to chareshes is gzera cheresh to chareshes. And then cheresh to chareshes is gzera otu cheresh to pikachas. So that's where gzera goes. And therefore, and by here it's a gzera, she's a gedayla, she might eat come and eat chuma deraisa, that's the gzera. So that's why a cheresh is not eat chuma. So you're going to ask me, okay, so why don't we have the same gzera by ketana also? If you allow the ketana to eat chuma, what's going to happen is a katan to ketana will eat chuma, and then a katan to gdala will eat chuma. Make the same gzera. And a gdala will come eat chuma. So why is it different? Why in gdala a katan will feed a gdala and chuma? It's a kedusha derabbanan, and will feed a gdala and chuma. Why the same thing? Why is cheresh different? Zok Rashi. The reason is, Rashi is at the end of the Masuk Zera. Rashi is al ketana legadol lekel migzer mishum gedayla lekatan. Why? The ain lekatan asun. Like learned yesterday, there is no derabon in the kedushin for katan, and therefore not worried about that case. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos actually learns a little different. He doesn't even say this reason. He says different reason. He says even if a katan does marry a gedayla, it's not such a big time frame that there's a gzeira, because she's eventually become a gdela, she'll have to eat chumah deraisa then. So the whole they're not going to make gzeira a short amount of time, and therefore they only make gzeira by chereshes. So the bottom line is, they only make gzeira that a chereshes can eat chumah, but a ketana can't eat chumah, because chereshes is auto pikachas, and by ketana is not auto gdela. Why not? Two pshatim in Rashi, why not? Either Rashi says because it's not common, there's no kedushin, so a cotton does not marry a gdela. And Taisus says the reason is because it's not such a long period of time to make a gzeira for. Now Gemara has another question, the contrast between Ketana and Chereshes. So the Gemara, Maishna, Ketana, Isla, Ksuba, why is Ketana different than a Ketana when she does a Kedushin with a Kedushin to Rabbanon with a Gadol, she gets a Ksuba. Maishna, Chereshes does a Ksuba, Chereshes does not get a Ksuba. Like we'll see in a Braisa, we're going to prove from Mishnahs and Braises, that's the Halacha. What's the reason for that? Why would a Chereshes be any worse off than both Kedushin to Rabbanon? Where our answer is them Cain Mimni Loi Nasvila. That like this. A Ketana could find a Shidduch. Why? Because eventually she's going to become a Gedolah. A Chereshes has a harder time finding a Shidduch, wants to marry a Chereshes. So therefore, if he had to give money for a Ksuba, it would make it even harder. So we want to make it easier for her to get engaged, to get married. Therefore, we say, you're not Mechuyev in a Ksuba. That you're not Mechuyev in a Ksuba. Maishta Chereshes less than a Ksuba, then Cain Mimni Loi Nasvila, not going to marry her. How do you know Ketana? What's the car that has a Ksuba? It's not learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamamenes, Isha who is Mema'in, it means a Ketana who does Mion, she refuses in her husband and she leaves. So she did it herself, she doesn't get a Ksuba. Vashnia, that's an Issa, the Rabbanon of Arayas, there's a Knas, there's no Ksuba. Vailanus, Islanus is a Mekach Tayus, a case where they didn't know she was Islanus. The luck is, those cases do not get a Ksuba, ain't lam Ksuba. But the Diak is, only my Memenes doesn't get a Ksuba, right? Because it was her fault. But if she would get a get, she would get a Ksuba. Av Yoytze beget v'ketana, she's a Ketana. Yes, not Ksuba. So we can see Clara, Ketana gets a Ksuba. The Cheresh v'on less a Ksuba, Ketana with the Raisa. Cheresh v'shoyt v'shnosu v'kachas. A Cheresh v'shoyt v'married v'kachas. This is not the case of our Gemara, this is the opposite case first. Cheresh v'shoyt v'shnosu v'kachas, Tanar ben Das. Avish v'shvakeach, a Cheresh v'shtat v'shoyt, even if they got better. Ein lem lem klum, there's no Chiv Ksuba, because v'shashin they got married, there was no Chiv Ksuba, because only the Rabbanon. But Rotsu l'kaimon, after they became better, healthy, they want to stay married, then Yesh lem Ksuba, now it becomes Ksuba to the Raisa, and now there's a Chiv Ksuba. What about the opposite case? Ubekeach no secharashas. That's like the case we're handling in our Gemara. Ubekeach no secharashas. Oy shoyta. I feel a kosla may a mona ksuba kayemis. Even if you write a huge amount, it's ksuba kayemis. Because the patient rotzel is lozak mona kosla. If he wants to throw away his money, he could. But it's not machuyit. So that's the deal. Time mode, the rotzel, haloi rotzel. If you didn't want to give a ksuba, ain law. So you see clearly, there's no chiv ksuba for charashas. Why? Them came mimni lunasta. No one's want to marry her, and therefore, we. Or say that it's not a chayav ksuba. So we brought rise that a ketana is our chayav ksuba when you marry a ketana. When you marry a chereshes, it's not a chayav ksuba. Frank Demar Yehachi pikachas lecheres luskin laksuba. Why now a different case? Let's say a cheres married pikachas, which is the ratio of this price. So it says there's no ksuba because he's not a bendas. Why don't we make ksuba there also? We want him to be able to get married. If he wants to get married, he has to give a ksuba. Why don't we for his gain? Why don't we say there is a ksuba? Then came minimal investments. You know, don't want to marry him. Samara says, no, a man has an easy time finding a shidduch. Why? More than a man wants to get married, Isha wants to get married. Therefore, more people will marry, the cheresh will have an easy time finding a shidduch because the lady is not so makbid, she wants to get married, and therefore she will get married even though there's no ksuba. So, Gemara Maisa, Ahu cheresh, Davish Yerusha de Rav Malkiah. There was a cheresh lived in Rav Malkiah's neighborhood, and Rav Malkiah used to take care of him. So, Rav Malkiah went ahead. Insva is say married him off a wife, and this guy was a rich person, this cheresh. But kosla arv meir zuzi minichse, and he promised her 400 zuz from his nechassim. Pasha means for a ksuba. So he wasn't mechuyev to give a ksuba, but he went ahead and he promised. He put in this ksuba 400 zuz for this the cheresh marries lady. So I'm a rava man chacham kerem malkiyah. Malkiyah is a smart man. The guy of a rabbi is a big tzaddik. Kesavar. He said to him, Rav Malkiah said, either Rotsa Shivcha or Shamshay, if I had to hire a Shivcha to take care of this Cheresh, Mila, I wouldn't pay money. Here I'm getting him a wife and a Shivcha. Basically, this Cheresh, Rav Malkiah knew, is going to have a hard time finding a Shidduch. So he knew, sometimes you got to use the money. And here it makes sense, because even to hire a maid to take care of him will cost that much money. Here you might as well you get a wife at the same time. Like upon him, you see that there's no chiv ksuba, but there is sometimes when it makes sense to get a ksuba in cases where he can't get married. Omar Rav Chiya Ba'ashi Yom HaShmuel. Now, we're talking about a cheresh, right? The cheresh is we're nevin on is not a bendas, and pashas we always assumed that the fact of the matter is that there's no kedushin whatsoever or nisuin whatsoever for cheresh because it's not a bendas. So here, Gemara was to say it's not so simple. So first, Omar Chiyah ba'ashem Shmuel, eishes cheresh ein chayav lo moishetalu. So Shmuel says, which the Gemara pashas thinks means like this, that if someone's married to a cheresh, it's only kedushin derabanan, then someone else was zana with her. You're not only not chayiv misa, you're not even chayiv ashim tolu, which means a suffix. It's not even a suffix. It's definitely not a marriage. A cheres marries a gedola is definitely not a marriage deraisa. Definitely not a marriage. Like we assumed, because it's not a ben das. Leim mesiyel. Let's bring a raya from Mishnah and Masechtas Truos. Chamisha lo yitroim. It says five people who do truma, if they do it, does not work. If they do truma, does not work. Then that means they take off the truma for the bialim, does not work. Ve'elohen, a cheresh shoyit v'katan, even if they're a shliach, a cheresh shoyit v'katan, the tumor does not work, it's not a bendas. Ve'atayrim es she'en eshaloi, if someone goes and does tumor on your things, ve'ayuchav v'tarim shal yisrael, filer b'shos, and a guy, even b'shos that did the tumor, also doesn't work, because it says, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shtuchachem b'nei bris. There has to be a yid that does a tumor. Ein tumor se tumor. So what's the raya? You see from here, that a cheresh that takes off tumor, it's not tumor at all. It's not truma at all. What do you mean? Let it be a suffix truma. Teretz is to raya to Shmuel that a cheresh is not a bendas legamri, vadai, positively not a bendas. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, there's not a raya to Shmuel because Shmuel is saying something else. Hudama, really, Shmuel, we're going to say, holds that eishes cheresh is really a suffix eishes ish because we're not sure if a cheresh is a bendas or not. Hudama karabal yezer etanya ritzuk omav shim rabal elazar. Trumas cheresh loseitz elchun nakolchun. Why? Because she was suffic. So Frank Demar is spirit kabbalazus. So also talking alachayev. So taka what's the power of is not chayev asum tali. If someone's mezana with his wife, the chayev is suffic eshusish. So we chayev asum tali. If he did it b'shoygi, we chayev asum tali. So Gemara says no, because Shmuel holds that the only time you chayev asum tali is when you have two pieces in front of you. One's chaylev, one's shuman, or there's two ladies in front of you. One's eshusish, one's your wife. So then it's and you're suffic which one you were born or which one you ate. There it's suffik echa mashtecha ticha is that's where you chayiv ashram tali because the pasuk says mikol mitzvois Hashem and we darshan mitzvois it's one of the two so bina chaticha mashtecha tichas so that's around Shmuel. Shmuel really holds cheresh is suffik ben das. Aye, why not chayiv ashram tali? Teretz is Shmuel's memory is that it's a you don't chayiv ashram tali only if it's echad mashtecha tichas. Here it's one chaticha. So therefore, it's not a raya from that price. That price is not like him, actually. He also got Lazar that it's a suffix truma. Aye, why not chayav ashtali? Because being a chadich of shtei chadichas. Break the Gemara, he going like Rabbi Lazar holds a suffix. Me by a Rabbi Lazar, chadich of shtei chadichas. By the time you look at the Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, kvi, which is a suffix chaya, suffix behema. Halacha is that a chayav of a behema is aser. A chayav of a chaya is mutter. So he says, if you eat a chayav of kvi, chayav achal by ashram tali. Chayav achal by ashram tali. What do you mean? Why chayav ashram tali? Why chayav ashram tali? It's one chaticha. So you see, Rabbi Elazar holds that even if it's one chaticha, it's ashram tali. So how can this Shmuel hold the kavlaza? Someone knows. Shmuel saw the kavlaza v'chada. He holds the kavlaza regarding that a chayav is a suffik ben das. Well, Polak la v'chada, and he argues on another prat legabe ashram tali. So right now, the first memra the Gemara comes out of Shmuel is that it's really a suffik ben das, and he holds that you're not chayiv ashram tali unless it's two chatichas. V'yikadam Amar Chiyav Ashram Shmuel, Eishes Cherev Chayiv Ashram Tali. In this version, he says Taka Yechayiv Ashram Tali. It's clearly he holds that it's a suffik of ben das. Makes it as a kasha from Chimisha Lo Yitzroim. There it says a cheresh who does truma, it's nothing. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. And the Gemara answers Savla Karavolaza. He holds a Karavolaza. That's a suffik, and he also holds a Karavolaza. The Yechayiv Ashram Tali by one chaticha. So perfect. He holds exactly like Rav Elazar. Now the Gemara is clear. Now this Rav Elazar that was saying, and it's also maybe Shmuel Shita, that it's a suffik ben das. What's the beer hadava? So Boy Rav Ashi, my time with the Rav Elazar. What's the challenge Rav Elazar that holds that it's a suffik ben das? Mifsha psitali lay the cheresh died to klishtahu. He's pasha to him that a cheresh has a shvach adas, which means he's not as smart as other people. But it's very clear. He has 60%, you know, capacity. Miu misaf galei idaita tzelusa ilav daita tzelusa ulam chada daitu. Our suffix just is that enough das to do a kedusha or not? Not pshat that it ever changes. We know Maybe Rav Elazar holds, we know he has 60% capacity. And his suffix is that enough capacity to create a kedushin, to do a ma'aseh kinyan? That's the suffix. What's Rav Elazar's suffix? Is that a suffix? If 60% capacity is enough of a das, or what's a suffix? Oh, on top of my face over here. That's Pashit, what his das is, that his das is 60% is not enough for a kinyan. There's no question about that. But Lav Daktis Lucy, it's a 60% capacity, and it's not a clear das, and it's not enough to do a kinyan. So what's a suffix? Sometimes he's sharper, sometimes he's weaker in das. So that's the suffix. So the suffix is, when he did a kedushin, which state was he in? Was he in his better, sharp das state, or in a different state? That was the question. So that's the suffix. So that's the question, what the suffix is. L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference with the suffix? It's a suffix, who cares? Right afkamina. L'hoitzi ishtav get. We have to give a get. If it's consistent das, so kedushin kacherushin. So with suffix, we're not sure if that's enough of das, but the gerushin, same thing. Nothing changed to the kedushin and gerushin. So then, he can give a get. This kedushin can have a get. But the kedushin is suffix kedushin. Why? Maybe he's a bendas. But the gerushin, maybe he's not a bendas. He can't give a gerushin. So my take. So that's a suffix. And our mishnah taka, like Rashi speaks out, mishnah for rabbanon, it's clearly give a get. Why? Because he holds he's vadi not a bendas. So there kashem shenichnas beremiza yoytzi beremiza. He's definitely not a bendas. So definitely the same way he made a kedushin, he made a get. But Rabbi Lezer holds a suffix. If you hold a suffix, is because maybe he's in Bedask, maybe he's itim chol itim shayt, or something. Maybe he's sane at that time. Then it's taka shaila if you give a get. But if you hold the other part, there's dietic issues, it's consistent das. So then about the get would work. That's a suffix, Rabbi Lezer. So bottom line, Rabbi Lezer is a suffix if he's ben das, and where is the suffix? What type of suffix he has? Is it a suffix? What that capacity could do, or it's a suffix? What his mindset was, b'shas the kedushin and the gerushin.